Hi, this is Dr. Barney Stern. I am contributing this voice message for the 50th anniversary of the Department of Neurology at the University of Rochester. My first contact with the department occurred in the time period of 1970 to 1974 when I was a medical student at the U of R. My medical student mentor was David Goldblatt, and he was influential in steering me toward neurology. My neurology elective preceptor was Birch Griggs, then an assistant professor, and again, that stimulated my interest. Finally, I took a fourth year elective with Bob Joint on cognition and behavior, which certainly led and solidified my interest in neurology, and ultimately led to him accepting me into the residency program after a very brief telephone interview sometime in 1975. I entered the residency program in 1976, along with my fellow residents, Pat Penovich, Jack Rosance, and Julian Fisher, and my senior residents who were terribly influential on my progress included Ira Schulson, Harold Reich, Dan Tynan, and Mike Finkel. Throughout my years as a resident, I was influenced by many of the faculty, but particularly Rick Satran, Josh Hollander, and of course, Birch and Bob Joint. I have been invited to say a few words at the anniversary celebration, and I thought I would relay some of these thoughts in this recording. With 50 years of educating neurology residents, the department can boast that it has trained approximately 225 neurologists. That does not include the education of medical students, residents from other disciplines such as internal medicine, psychiatry, and neurosurgery, as well as fellows, which number approximately 230. You can readily project the impact that the department has had on the training of not only these professionals, but also on the education of countless patients. Let us think about what the impact really represents. Sure, we learned facts more than any of us can readily remember, and we became proficient in the process of patient care, all essential ingredients for being a successful doctor. But we actually learned much more. It is these intangibles that I propose continue to connect us to the department. We had role models that exemplified excellence, and thus we came to appreciate the importance of each of us acting as a role model. We were taught to strive for excellence in patient care and the importance of always putting the patient first. We came to appreciate the value of lifelong education. But what I really think connects us and me to the department is the realization that our professors and role models have become our lifelong colleagues and friends. Dr. Joint always said, family comes first. Indeed it does. But each of us graduates is also a part of a giant department family where our professional lives mingle with our personal lives and years of shared experiences keep us connected. For me, this unique relationship continues well into the advanced years of my career. At last spring's AAN meeting, I had a chat with my friend and mentor, Birch, about my career situation. The connection just keeps on going and going. A perhaps underappreciated aspect of the Rochester experience is the development of relationships with other department graduates of earlier and later generations. This is best demonstrated at the annual reunion during the AAN meeting, where dozens of the family gather and catch up with each other's lives and make new friendships. As I often tell my residents, neurology residence is a unique life experience. It is the culmination of becoming a professional, and it marks a point in life where relationships that are established truly last a lifetime. I used to say to my kids, make yourself proud in whatever endeavor you choose to pursue. It feels like those who taught me have said this to me, and I often use this phrase for the residents that I advise. And just like a member of any multi-generational family, I remain connected to the U of R Department of Neurology, even as a PGY 42 resident emeritus. And for all the reasons that I offer to you, and as evidenced by the enthusiasm for this anniversary celebration, I suspect that we are all proud to be part of an extraordinary family. Happy anniversary, Department, and many, many more.